This show rocks. Welcome to the show, Rocks. This show totally rocks. My name is Derek. It is Thursday night. It is Radioactive International. We're here for another dose of totally rocking tunes. That was a bit of Hanning Barna with Alarmane Ga. They played Whelans recently. I think they play it every year. The Objectors were lucky enough to play with them a couple years ago, and they were great. Young fellas. I'm going to keep it moving. On a more European bent, this is a bit of Dean Dirge, was 'cause I can.
Yeah.
A bit of a Russian attack there with Permafrost. Before that, we had a bit of the Hate Pinks out of France with Microwave Drugs. We'd go to America, play a bit of the Hot Snakes. This is If Credit's What Matters, I'll Take Credit.
Around.
Alright, a bit of X-Cult there with Don't Feel Anything off the record they put out last year on Gunner. Before that, we had something that came out way before that, which was Mission of Burma with This Is Not a Photograph. This week, I finally went to IKEA and bought a big record cabinet so I can put my records into this room so I don't have to keep going back and forth between Studio A and Sitting Room B. I was looking through the 7-inches and I forgot about this one. It is Deadly. It came out on Tic Tac Totally back in 2008. It's Matt K. Shrug, usually a drummer, but this is him on guitar and singing, and it's Deadly. This is Anymore.
Yeah. Adam talks for a few minutes with the people of the United States.
Couple there, we had the Growlers with America, and that last one was Alex Cuervo with Two Broken Fingers off his EP. Alex Cuervo, of course, being the lead singer and I think head guitar player of the Hex Dispensers. I'm gonna play this next, another 7-inch that I found that I'd forgotten that I even had, so it's been getting a bit of play when I'm cooking a bit of dinner. So this is the Hex Dispensers with Parallel.
No!
This is The Show Rocks. This is Radioactive International. About halfway through, it's Thursday night. It's time to rock. We're in the middle of the rock. That was a bit of Missing Monuments featuring King Louis Bankstein that was also in The Exploding Hearts for a while. That was Another Girl. Before that, we had a bit of The Mind Spiders. It was on the radio. And speaking of spiders, this is a bit of California X with Spider X.
We'll be right back.
All right, a song called Cujo. I'd say if you've seen the movie, you know what that's all about. That was Jeff the Brotherhood from Dig the Classics. And before that, we had another Infinity Cat Records band with Diarrhea Planet with Hammer the Gods. All right, I'm going to take it back a notch to a bit of Faith and More. This is Dig in the Grave after A King for a Lifetime. It would be wrong to ask you why, because I know what goes inside. It's only half of what comes out. Isn't that what it's about? It's about to remind us we're alive, to remind us we're not blind. In that pink, black, hole, culture blow. Dig in the grave. a bit of CIV there with Set Your Goals, and before that we hit a bit of Fleshies with To Whom It May Concern, LA band that was off the Sicilian, which I picked. I can't even remember where that I picked that up. I rastered it during the old Rock Jihad days. I know that. It's in bits. But I'm playing a bit of local music as my want, a bit of Fag Enablers. This is Neptune in Retrograde off the 7-inch that they released right before they broke up. Classic.
Where we are, all in love,
I do love that album, and as I can see it from here, and we're nearly out of time, I'm going to call it a night. This has been This Show Rocks. This has been Radioactive International and continues to be. My name is Derek. I'm here every Thursday. If you want to get a hold of me, you know how to do it. This Show Rocks on Facebook and This Show Rocks on Young Twitter over there. But I'm going to get stuck into that record because I can see it. But I am going to play a bit of God because they're great. And if I have a bit of, if I have enough time, I might even stick a bit of Magic Jake and the Power Crystals on because I picked up the King Tough album there during the week, which I'll play soon enough. But anyways, until next week, this is God waiting for the id.